Hello, and welcome back to my channel and to a new year, my lovely lily pads. I wanted to begin by saying thank you so much for your love and support in 2019, and I'm so excited to see what 2020 brings for our little community. I have some videos that I still need to get up. The Christmas Secret Santa gift swap included, but I wanted the first video of 2020 on my channel to be kind of speaking to my what I have set for myself and what I hope translates on in my content, both on YouTube and Instagram and Twitter and Twitch. I've been streaming like almost daily on Twitch these days, and showing a different side of myself. So if you're interested in that, don't forget to check it out. But this video, I'm going to be sharing quotes with you so we can manifest bad bitch energy in 2020. And I know that when people hear, you know, bad bitch or something like that, it seems like it's only speaking towards females, but that's not the case. I've altered a lot of these quotes so that they are gender inclusive. So whether you're male, female, non-binary, whatever you choose to identify with, it will be applicable to you. And I'm also going to be whispering them. I know that my soft-spoken voice is not preferred on my channel, but I hope that everyone's had a wonderful beginning to 2020, and I'm just going to hop into it. Perceived and aware. satisfaction of crippling you. Grit your teeth and march on. You see, they never tell you how hard these things will be. This fight to reclaim yourself is not easy or straightforward. But my God, is it necessary? I tweeted this one the other day. I almost got disheartened about something, and then I realized that whatever happens, it's decreed, it's already written, and it will happen. All I have control over is how I react, and what a calming feeling that is. Let things be. So this was a post about a dream that someone had. I talked to a young man with white hair on a boat cabin in the middle of a stormy sea. He forgot everything about himself except for the fact that his name rhymed with time. So he started calling himself Time. I offered him an orange in exchange for a meaningful chat. He took the slice and told me, "Nothing's set in stone, but they're set in a dirt road. If you roll your wagon in the same path too much, it'll soon be the only path you can take without struggling." So here's an experience from somebody. I wasn't asked on a single or to a single dance in high school, and didn't have a serious romantic relationship until I was 22. And like, yeah, that shit hurt when I was younger. I had a lot of fears that I was unlovable and that I didn't deserve to be happy. And every time I would try to talk to anyone about it, the conversation became, "You'll find someone when it should have been. You don't need a relationship or a date. You're lovable and complete and beautiful on your own." So yeah, please normalize young people not dating, and please stop shaming them for it. There's more to life than romance, despite what the media wants us to think. This is a quote from Emery Allen. This is from Ruben Chavez from Think, Grow, Prosper. The question was, how do I stop worrying and overthinking? A good place to start is by consciously observing your negative self-talk. When you catch yourself worrying or overthinking, be aware of what you are telling yourself in those moments. Replace unconscious thoughts such as, "This situation is out of control. I have no idea what to do," with conscious statements like, "I always focus my attention and effort on what I can control. I am calm, confident, and self-assured." Over time, this new self-talk will start to change the subconscious mental programs that run your life. This is from Louise Erdrich. Life will break you. Nobody can protect you from that, and living alone won't either. For solitude will also break you with its yearning. You have to love, you have to feel. It is the reason you are here on earth. You're here to risk your heart. You're here to be swallowed up. And when it happens that you are broken, or betrayed, or hurt, or left, start working out now. Make that hairdresser appointment now. Let your next meal be the healthiest you've ever eaten. Move the furniture in your room right now. Text that old friend or crush. Make a new playlist. Go on a run. Open a window. It doesn't matter what you do, no matter how big or small change is. Change is change. And it will always, always, always help you turn your life around and clear your head. It gives you that boost, that confidence to be better, a better version of yourself, no matter the impact it has. Any decisions you made in the past were made with the knowledge you had then, not the knowledge that you have now. Please try your best to be kind to that version of yourself and to yourself now. Be kind to yourself. For those of you who are having difficulty finding purpose, maybe for now your purpose is just waking up in the morning and taking on the day ahead. Maybe your purpose is continuing to live despite it all. Here's a piece of advice. Love and sex is supposed to be fun, happy, and make your life better. If it's not, if it's making you miserable, if it's making you love yourself less, if it's making you doubt yourself, and if you feel like you have to sacrifice yourself or put up with things you don't want to, you're absolutely entitled to throw it out of your life. In fact, you should, because your life is so, so valuable, and you have the right to be happy. Being a human being does not mean having to accept misery and pain, even if it's what we're oftentimes taught. You are allowed to decide what comes into your life. Let it be happy and beautiful. Instead of embracing ugliness, we should start embracing humanity. Because in truth, no one is ugly for having features that aren't considered attractive by shitty white cis beauty standards, and people should just allow themselves to be human beings and not refer to having natural human traits as ugly, even if you're embracing it. This next one is from Nicole Addison. Don't worry. Not ever. Why? Because it never solves anything. It does not change the outcome of what is going to happen, nor does it affect what has already occurred. It only puts more stress on your mind. Alternatively, I heard a quote once that said, if you worry about something, you're putting yourself through pain twice. This was a series of tweets. Do you ever just want to sit face to face with someone who did you dirty and have a deep talk with them as to why they did what they did? And someone's response was, my therapist said it's not healthy to be wondering what's going through the minds of grown people who you can't think for. You'll literally drive yourself mad. If you can't rationalize why someone hurt you, it's because you're not like them. And that should be your closure. This is another tweet from KKXMB. This chapter of my life is called, Now That You Know Better, What Are You Going To Do About It? I really like that. And this last one is about moving in silence. When you're leveling up, it might be tempting to post your progress online to share with others and people you consider saying less and doing more. Let them think you're struggling. Do not show them your progress. Act broke. Keep a specific image if you need to, but do whatever you need to do to keep your dreams and ambitions to yourself while you reach them. Keep the jealous and energy-sucking vampires away from the baby you are creating with your hard work. Once you've made it far away, nobody can hold you down. Your results will all do the talking you've ever needed. Leveling up can be a lonely journey, but it's much better to be alone than surrounded by bad company. If you place an apple in a container with rotten apples, it too will rot. But if you let an apple be in an empty container, it will remain healthy for a very long time. You got this. I hope that you enjoyed this video, and I wish you all a wonderful start.